Hello and welcome to Social Media Ministries. My name is Spencer Kaufman. Thank you so much for being here today. If this is your first time, take advantage of the description below. There are a bunch of links that you can use to navigate to our social media where you can follow us, subscribe to us, etc. So do that so that you can continue to have more content coming at you and listen to more great sermons. If you're a returning visitor, please share this with others and keep bringing more new visitors in. Thank you for doing that. We rely on your support. Today we're talking about how it's important for you to always pray. You always need to be praying. Every minute, every day, you gotta be praying. As you go through your day, when you're just walking around, when you're thinking to yourself, be praying, thanking God for something. Be praying, saying, God, help me do this. God, help me do that. Thank you for this food. Lord, help me with this. God, please give me some strength and energy. God, help this meeting to go well. Lord, get me on time here. Lord, have me drive safely to this place. God, please have the car work well. Lord Jesus, I ask that this would be prosperous. Thank you for this person. Thank you for this. All the time, you get the idea. Every minute of every day, all your thoughts for Christ. You're a child of God. You are. You are God's child. Now, this is going to be a heavily scripture-filled day, so have your Bibles ready. We're going to be turning a lot. Warm up your fingers. Do a little finger exercises of friction so that they're not going to be too cold. Get them warmed up. Let's turn to some Bible verses. We got John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Now, of course, if you're driving, you're taking advantage of multitasking, and you are listening to the podcast while you drive, no problem. Go back later, look up all these verses. They'll be in the description below for you. 1 John 3:1 says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." How great is His love that we should be called children of God. Not only are we to be called it, though, and this is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Another great verse. The reason it did not know us is because it did not know Him. Why does the world not know us? Because we are not of this world. We are simply in this world. Why are we not of this world? Because we are of a heavenly world. Our kingdom is up there with God, with Jesus, in heaven. We are here for probably about 120 years. If you can make it, that'd be great. Make it 120 years and preach Jesus with as many people as possible. I certainly hope that 80 years from now, I am preaching just like this. I'll be old and hunched over. I'll have to lower the camera, but I'll be preaching. How great is His love that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. We are children of God. Incredible. Galatians 4, 6 and 7. Galatians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir." Now, of course, this is being spoken about sons and daughters of Christ, or brothers and sisters of Christ. So, if you are a Christian, you are a child of God. You are a child. You are a son and a daughter. And your spirit, the spirit that God has put in you, the Holy Spirit, cries out, Abba, Father. It cries out. That if it's crying out, Father, you are a child of God. You are a child of God. And He is your heavenly Father. He is. He is your heavenly Father. How do we know this? Well, let's turn to two more verses. 2 Corinthians 6:18 says, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Now, of course, this is taken from another part of the Bible. This is taken from 2 Samuel 7, verses 14, and also 7, verse 8. You will be sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. That means you will be children of God. Of course, back in Samuel, it was a will be. It was a prophecy. When we become Christians, when we have Jesus in us, we have the Holy Spirit within us, it's crying out, Father. We are children of God. He will be our Father. That's what it says. I will be a father to you. Next, Matthew 23:9. Now, we had a whole sermon on this before. It's called One Father. You can check it out on our YouTube channel or on our website. One Father. It's also in the podcast, social media. You can search for it anywhere. Matthew 23:9 says, and you do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Now, of course, you can call your dad father, but this is meaning father spiritually. So, what is the point of all that? Well, we have a lot of verses there. The point is, you are a child of God. That's number one. Number two, God is your father. And by definition, if he is your father, you are his child. So, he is your parent. There is no question that God loves you. There's no question. After all, what good parent wouldn't love their child? Good parents love their children. They love them, they take care of them, and everything. They provide for them. God loves you. You want some more proof? Let's go to John 3:16. John 3:16. What does it say? Do you know it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's pretty reasonable to say that God is the greatest, most loving parent of them all. He is a good parent and a good father. He's a great father. But ask yourself this, what good parent would not want to hear from their child? Good parents want to talk to their children all the time. They want to know what's going on in their child's life. They want you to call them. The answer is none. No good parent would not want to hear from their child. All good parents love to hear from their kids. They want to know everything about what their kids are doing. Good parents understand, though, that their kids don't want to tell them everything. After all, you're not going to call up your parents and tell them that you went out to the bar and had too many drinks, or you're not going to call your parent and tell them all about everything that goes on between you and your spouse, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to go into details with your parent on sensitive topics. You're probably not going to tell your parent about any major sins you're going through, although you should. You should. Parents want to know. They want to know and they want to help. They want to help you through things. But they know that you don't want to tell them everything, and that's okay. They accept that. When their children do talk, they listen. They are delighted to listen. The difference is God listens every single time his children talk to him. Sometimes even good parents are too busy. You call them up and they might not have time. They might have to go, or they might not want to hear it, or they might say, hey, I don't want to hear about this anymore. They may not want to listen to everything all the time. God does. God wants to listen every single time you talk to him. You're a child of God. He loves it when you talk to him. You say, how do I talk to God? You pray. Not only at mealtimes and before bed, but every minute of every day, you should be talking to God all day long. Talk to him. Everything. Anything and everything. It doesn't matter what about. It really doesn't matter. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So there are a few things right there. In everything, first of all, in everything. With prayer and petition. What does that mean? Well, prayer is talking to God. But what is this petition word thrown in here? A petition, as you know, is a document that you go around and get people to sign. But it's more than that. That's what you think a petition is. That's the standard definition. But there's more. The root word of the petition is it's deeper. To petition is like to repeatedly ask, to gather support, to continue to go there again and again and again. And that's where we get the modern day petition. Because it's, hey, repeatedly I have a signature, a signature, a signature, a signature. That petition is then brought to wherever. Say you're petitioning to get a law change, you bring the petition to the whatever, the legislator, or the magistrate, or the government, or wherever. And then they say, wow, you got a lot of signatures, we'll consider it. That petition is like, by prayer and petition, they take this, or they don't anymore because they're lazy or corrupt or something, but a petition would mean like, they'd look at these signatures and let's say there's 100 of them. They'd say, wow, we have 100 people that just came to our office one at a time for every hour. So for the last 100 hours, we've had people saying, hey, I want you to fix this. Hey, I want you to fix the same thing. And they say, okay, we get the picture. And then they get it done because they've had so much petitioning that they don't want to hear it anymore. And that's really what it is. They're like, get them off my doorstep. Let's get this done. And so this verse is saying, with prayer and petition, present your requests to God. That doesn't mean being like, all right, Lord, my back hurts today. Can you fix that? Thank you. Done. No, it's every single time your back is hurting, God, please heal my back. A half hour later, you move. God, hey, man, take care of my back. Lord, hey, can you heal my back? Lord Jesus, my back really hurts. Take care of that, please. Every single time. Now, the difference is God's not going to get tired of hearing it. But the more you request, he's going to be delighted that you're trusting him so much. He's not going to, like in life, you say, oh, my back hurts, I need a chiropractor. No, your back hurts, you need to pray to God. Yeah, the chiropractor might help, but pray to God, and maybe he'll help you with finding a chiropractor. The point is, everything needs to go to God. And you got to learn to rely on God for everything. That's what this verse is saying. With prayer and petition, he's not going to get sick of you. Do it so much. Have that goal. Try. He will never be sick of you. In everything, prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, though. God doesn't want you to be complaining to him. Oh, my back hurts. No. Hey, my back hurts. And just bring it up to him. And then when it doesn't hurt, be thanking him. Or thank you that the rest of my body is okay. With thanksgiving, you got to be thanking God in everything all the time as well. Thanking him for the ability to heal your back if he chooses to do so. Thanking him for the other things in your life that you are thankful for. You got to be going through life thanking God in all of that, in everything. But keep presenting your requests to him. He wants to hear from you. He will never get sick of you. Put it to the test. Keep praying over and over and over and over again about anything and everything, because guess what? He will never grow tired of hearing you. He wants to hear your voice. Remember, he is a good parent. Good parents want to hear from their children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Be joyful always. Be joyful always. Don't be complaining to God. Be joyful. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. It's awesome. It's awesome. Be joyful always. Pray continually. That's what God's saying. He wants you to do that. He wants you to pray continually. He wants you to give thanks in all circumstances. That means the good and the bad. Not just when something good happens, but even when bad things happen, thank God for getting you through it. Not like, oh, I wish that didn't happen, but how about thank you, God, for getting me through that bad experience or that bad situation. Thank you for not letting it be worse. Thank you for teaching me whatever lesson you learned in that experience. Thank you. In all circumstances, It's very, very important. And keep praying. Never stop praying. Don't worry about a right way to pray or a wrong way to pray, because there is no right or wrong way to pray. You simply need to pray. You got to talk to God. If you need to know a little bit more about specific prayers, we had a great sermon on the Gethsemane prayer that you can check out on our YouTube channel or our website. It's awesome. It's a great message, a great way for you to pray in all circumstances. Seriously, it's a great prayer. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. For everyone who asks, receives. For everyone who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. Knock on the door. If God's got the door closed, bang on that sucker. Knock. Break that door down. Be knocking all the time with prayer, with petition, presenting your requests. You're going to get so tired, you got to knock with this hand. Then pretty soon you're going to be so tired, you're going to be knocking with stuff. You're going to be banging on the door with your Bible, praying verses. You're going to be getting a stick. You're going to be beating it down. You're going to get one of those things the police have and boom, a battering ram. You're going to be knocking on that door with prayer and petition, but also with joy. You're going to be joyfully knocking. You're going to be knocking with a smile on your face, not trying to beat it down in anger. Knock joyfully. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and guess what? That door will be opened. Talk to him, anything and everything, as if you are speaking to your best friend. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. This is a great verse. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. That's God. He's speaking. He's saying, call to me. I want to hear from you. Remember, you're his child. He's your father. He's saying, call to me. Ask. Ask me. Those were Jesus' words in Matthew. He's saying, ask, seek, knock. You will find. Ask. Ask me. I want you to ask. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. It doesn't say some. It doesn't say, hey, pray when you have trouble. Pray when things are tough. But when things are good, you're fine. You'll be all right. No. It says, pray on all occasions, in all kinds of prayers and requests. Hey, I only want to hear prayers where you're thanking me for stuff. No. All kinds of prayers. I only want you to request things that are for my kingdom. No, all requests. That means you can request stuff that's of your own heart and your own desire, and whether God gives it to you or not, it doesn't matter. He says, I want you to tell me everything, all the time, on all occasions, all the time. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Always pray. Doesn't say, all right, you can pray on all occasions, you can pray about everything, you can pray about anything, you can ask me for anything, you can ask me for everything, but only during the hours of 9 to 5 and not on weekends. No. Always. Always pray. That means 24/7, 365, every minute of every day, about anything and everything in your life, no matter how big, no matter how small, always be praying about it. Always pray. Every minute of every day. Seriously, even while I'm preaching to you, while I'm speaking to you, I'm praying. When I pause for a second, maybe I'm like, oh, thanks, God, that was really cool. Because I didn't plan that, it just came out. Or maybe I'm like, all right, Lord, help me find this verse pretty quickly while I'm paging so that I don't run out of stuff to say. Or maybe I'm like, man, please, God, give them their Bibles. Help them find the verses. I always pray. Anything and everything. God wants to hear from you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your words. Thank you, Father, that you are such a loving Father, Father Yahweh, that you love us so much, that you sent your Son, that you made us your children and your heirs, that we have a place in heaven, that we can receive an inheritance in heaven, that we have a home that you have prepared for us. Thank you so much for that. Thank you that you want to hear from us. Lord, I pray that each and every person out there would start praying more. That even if they say they pray a lot, that they would pray more. We can always pray more. Lord, I ask that they would be filled with prayer, filled with requests, filled with whatever it is you want them to pray for themselves, for others, for everyone. That they would pray about every single thing, every minute of every day. That they would always have prayer in their heads. That their spirits would pray and call out to you. Thank you so much that you have given us that opportunity, that you have told us this in the Bible, that you are always there, that we can call out to you about every single thing, every minute of every day. You are so great, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Seriously, get out there and pray. Pray with others, pray by yourself, pray in solitude, pray all the time. I hope that you pray so much that even in your dreams, you're praying. God bless.